The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee passed out of the subcommittee their FY19 Agriculture Appropriations Bill, and included in that was language requiring the Secretary of U.S. Department of Agriculture, starting in 2018 and for each year thereafter, to regulate products made from cells of amenable species of livestock and poultry as defined under the Federal Meat Inspection Act and the Poultry Products Inspection Act. It also requires that USDA issue regulations prescribing the type and frequency of inspection required for the manufacture and processing of these products, as well as other requirements necessary to prevent the adulteration and misbranding of them.
To protect consumers and producers from the fake meat threat, NCBA asked USDA to regulate lab-grown fake meat in official comments submitted last month. And Beck explains why it's important for USDA to have jurisdiction over these products.
It is critically important that USDA assert jurisdiction and they be the primary regulator, because USDA is the only agency that will guarantee an even playing field for lab-grown products and traditional products. USDA's FSIS labeling pre-approval, that's a mandatory process, that's a powerful regulatory tool, and it will ensure that all labeling claims are science-based and do not disparage traditional products. USDA FSIS inspection will ensure that there is a solid mechanisms in place to ensure consumer safety, HACCP plans, you name it. The best practices will be there to make sure that when these products come to the market, consumers who do want to purchase them, they know that what they're getting is safe.
And while it is still early in the 2019 appropriation cycle, NCBA notes the provision is an encouraging sign that Congress is taking the issue seriously. And they say Representative Robert Aderholt of Alabama, chairman of the House Appropriations Ag Subcommittee, and other committee members deserve credit for their leadership on the issue.